for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All righty, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the number. Write it down. Keep it committed to memory. Put it on your phone. You got something to say? Hit a button. Bring us up, leave a message. We play the better ones. Let's see what we have today.
I was with you all the way about this whole thing with Wentz until you said it was more important to get into the playoffs than protect your franchise quarterback. That's just unreal. No playoff is more important than the future of the team.
I'm not talking about context. I'm saying if the guy is healthy enough to play, then you have to play him because the playoffs are paramount. I'm not saying you play a guy who's injured and can't play.
Wentz is hurt. Wentz is not hurt. Foles is playing. Foles is not playing. Sounds to me like the Eagles are giving up on this season. They don't want to get Wentz hurt against the Rams defensive line, and they're going to go with Foles.
No, that's not what they want to do. If Wentz could play, he would play. They would go with the starting quarterback, but apparently this back situation was exacerbated in the last game, and it is a compression fracture, and they're going to shut him down.
Conspiracy theory, Howie Roseman knew about the fracture, but knew it could not cause any more harm. What he did know is it would affect his performance. Howie Roseman let this go on so that Carson would have a bad year, and he could get him on a hometown discount for his contract extension. Anonymous, out.
It's a good theory, except that no hometown discount applies when it comes to Carson Wentz, no matter what kind of a year he had. He's still a franchise quarterback, and he's going to get that kind of money.
So now the excuse for the Eagles' horrible season is being blamed on the medical staff. The great Carson Wentz has been hurt. All the interceptions and fumbles and bad decisions were because he was hurt. But even though against the Jacksonville Redskins, he turned the corner, and he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, listen, you can think what you want. I can just tell you what my information is. My information is that he has a compression fracture in a vertebrae, and it's now to the point where he can't play with it. So they're going to shut him down.
So we got a Sixers team that can't beat the Nets. We got a Eagles team that can't beat the Cowboys. And we got the Flyers that can't beat anybody. And the Phillies can't even get a good free agent, no matter how much money they put out there. What do we have to look forward to in Philadelphia sports? Just tell me, what do we have to look forward to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers. 10, 9, 8, 76ers. Don't worry about it. The Sixers will add a player or two.
He said that there's nothing to look forward to. That's not true.
Sixers, you look forward to the Sixers, and you look forward. The Phillies are going to sign somebody. By the way, I did tune in that Flyers game last night late.
Yeah, I did too.
And I was there to see the fireworks of 3 goals in a minute 24. And if you, I love this. You're like, oh, Stolarz played well. You don't play well when you give up 6 goals. You don't. I'm sorry. I don't know care how many saves you made.
Listening to the Ron Jaworski show, you could hear it in his voice. He knows the perfect storm part 2 is brewing. Another Super Bowl with Nicky Foles at the helm. This is great.
You leave it to Dave to leave that kind of message.
I need you.
All right, it's a misguided Dave, I call him. MD.
I need your help. I'm in a survivor pool, week 15, in there for some big money. I got 3 teams to pick from. Atlanta over Arizona, Minnesota over Miami, Baltimore over Tampa Bay. I got all 3 home teams. Let me know what you think.
Atlanta. Go Atlanta. That's my selection for the suicide. Atlanta will win that game.
Can we please stop with all the buffoonery that's going around about the speculation that Nick Foles is such a great quarterback? There are 3 games left in this season, so put Carson on the bench and let Foles get out there and taste some of that, what that offensive line is not doing, which is not blocking.
It is a risk for all the Falsey in society. Their man has finally got the job. And if he blows up in a good way, they have what they wanted. But if it goes the other way, the reality sets in for those people. Ralph, sit down!
Why isn't the Philly fans, answer this, why isn't those Philly fans, why do they want Manny Machado? Look at the playoffs last year when he did against Boston. He didn't do anything. What did he do? I mean, I'd take Harper any day over Manny Machado.
What did he do? What? He hit nearly 300 in that series, didn't he?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What did he do? He's a great player.
And his defense, just for the record, was way better at shortstop. It was way better with the Dodgers than it was with the Orioles, so he actually helped him on the defensive end, too. I don't know what people... That hustle comment has hurt. This city can't get past it.
Yeah, listen, I'll take Harper, too, but if they end up Manny Machado, I'm not going to cry about it. He still almost hit 300 in that series. Let's see what he actually hit. No, he didn't, actually.
Well, what did he hit in one of those series?
He hit 296 against Milwaukee.
Okay.
To get him there. You're right. He only hit .182 in that series.
Well, had Willie Mays had bad series. What were you? You don't want Willie Mays?
That doesn't mean he's not a great player, still.
It's time for you and Five to bury a hatchet. You and 36 and Five on Fridays or at 4 be on the show.
I've already buried the hatch with Donovan. He was on with Brian Westbrook when they had the draft. He was on live with us that day.
And you hung out with him some at the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah. Donovan and I are cool. I don't bear him any ill will.
Right, Flyers, two goals up in the last minute, and then they give up a goal in overtime. Epic collapse to the most inconsistent team in the last decade in the city. So frustrating to watch. Fire hack stole.
I can't blame Anthony Stolarz. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Stolarz.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Yeah, it was a sound off. And for future reference, it's 610-771-9705.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.